The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The U.S. House overwhelmingly approves that Ukraine aid package.
The vote was 311 to 112, with one member voting present. The bill totals $61 billion, passed during a rare Saturday session as part of an overall proposal for $95 billion in foreign aid, with separate outlays for Israel and other U.S. allies in the Indo-Pacific region.
Correspondent George Williams says the legislation is next off to the Senate. It'll probably be approved this week, and President Biden is expected to sign it. Iran's supreme leader dismissing any discussion of whether Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel actually hit anything. It's a tacit acknowledgement that despite the massive assault, few projectiles ever found their way to their intended targets. This is SRN News.
Bad decisions limit future options. Make enough bad decisions and you destroy your life. Listen to The Flatline with your host Rick Hughes every Sunday morning at 7:30 here on AM 1280 The Patriot. The Flatline describes a main line of resistance in your soul, built on God's Word. Join us every Sunday for 30 minutes of inspiration, motivation, education, all without manipulation.
The Flatline with Rick Hughes, every Sunday morning at 7:30 here on AM 1280 The Patriot.
If you want to give a shout-out to your favorite show host or maybe have a topic suggestion for one of our shows, then go ahead and send us a text. Just go on to your device's app store today and download the AM 1280 The Patriot app for free, and then click on text at the bottom menu bar to let us know what's on your mind. We are excited to hear from you, so please don't hesitate. From the JTR Roofing Weather Center, we do have your forecast for today. We're looking at sunny skies with a high near 60 degrees, a little bit breezy with 15-mile-an-hour winds out of the west. For tonight, mostly clear skies with a low of 39.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air. Live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan, here is the closer, Brad Carlson.
AM 1280 Patriot. It is the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back with another edition of the broadcast we like to call the closer. That's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning into our show. You can check out my blog at bradcarlson.org. And we are here to take your phone call, 651-289-4488. If you'd like to weigh in via Twitter, feel free to do so at hashtag NARN Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. For any comments or questions, and as always, we appreciate you tuning in. And yes, we do have the live stream of the broadcast up and running at our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. So yeah, just go to Facebook, do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network, and give our page a like or a follow if you have yet to do so. And follow along in the broadcast that is live streaming there. And feel free to leave a comment or question. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. So I kind of divide the show up like I normally do. Maybe take an hour to discuss world and national news. And then second hour, probably talk about some local stuff, some local issues to weigh in upon. But probably one of the big stories over the past week or so is how a National Public Radio employee has come out and indicated that his organization, for whom he works, obviously NPR, is become so stunningly biased that it has lost the public's trust. Now, you hear that. You hear, well, NPR, they're very progressive, left of center. They have a bias, yada, yada, yada. I mean, that's more a confirmation than a revelation. But given the person who is espousing these claims, that's, I think, where it's a real eye-opener. Well, I'll just start off. Uri Berliner, he wrote a piece for the Free Press. By the way, check out their website, thefp.com. That's Barry Weiss's website that she's put together in response to, well, she left. She resigned from the New York Times, basically, be over their editorial standards or lack thereof. So I'll just read the opening paragraph of Uri Berliner's piece at the Free Press that he wrote. It was almost 2 weeks ago now. You know the stereotype of the NPR listener: an EV driving, Wordle playing, tote bag carrying coastal elite. It doesn't precisely describe me, but it's not far off. I'm Sarah Lawrence educated, was raised by a lesbian peace activist mother. I drive a Subaru, and Spotify says my listening habits are most similar to people in Berkeley. I fit the NPR mold. I'll cop to that. And now I'm getting banner ads. I apologize. So when I got a job here 25 years ago, I never looked back. As a senior editor on the business desk, where news is always breaking, we've covered upheavals in the workplace, supermarket prices, social media, and AI. It's true, NPR has always had a liberal bent. But during most of my tenure here, an open-minded, curious culture prevailed. We were nerdy, but not knee-jerk activists or scolding. In recent years, however, that has changed. Today, those who listen to NPR or read its coverage online find something different: the distilled worldview of a very small segment of the U.S. population. If you are conservative, you will read this and say, duh, it's always been this way. But it hasn't. So I've always maintained that, you know, if you work for a media company, and particularly if you work for, say, a program on television or radio whose job it is to just report the news, you know, just the facts, ma'am. Okay? You just report the news without any bias, without any editorializing. And again, there's plenty of content out there for editorializing. I mean, cable news show, you know, networks like CNN or Fox News or MSNBC, they have plenty of programs that are committed to just their hosts giving their opinions and then bringing on guests who typically affirm those worldviews, right? There's plenty of that out there. But NPR has always gone under the guise of, well, we just report the straight news. And of course, they're taxpayer funded. So if the government is going to subsidize a media company, a media outlet, if you will, obviously it should reflect those people who are, oh, I don't know, actually paying for the service. Because my tax dollars pay for this. Now, I firmly believe that if you are an employee of such an outlet whose job it is just to report facts, that you should be able to do so even if reporting facts may, I don't know, fly in the face of your worldview or may not completely align with your worldview. Or I'll just take it another way. We become so tribalized politically in this country that it's often, if someone who has a reputation of having a certain political bent, like suppose a big news, someone who's in the news as a conservative, you know, they're a conservative commentator. And let's say said conservative commentator, drives drunk. Okay. And, you know, is charged with DUI and is fined, maybe even has jail time or whatnot. The progressives like to pounce on that like poo-flinging monkeys and say, well, so much for conservatism, so much for family values. Well, here's the thing. A conservative behaving badly doesn't invalidate the conservative worldview. It shouldn't invalidate the fact that too much government spending is a bad thing, and that this country is $1 trillion in debt, and we don't have a revenue problem, we don't have a spending problem. That doesn't invalidate conservatives' belief that we need to cut taxes and we need to cut spending. But progressives use that and say, well, this conservative commentator who touts less government intervention, less government spending, they drive drunk. So somehow that invalidates the conservative worldview. But that's where we are, you know, in today's society. You know, and I'll cop to it. There are plenty of conservatives who do the same, you know, if a left winger is behaving badly, right? That somehow invalidates the left wing worldview. Well, no, there are plenty of real world instances where the progressive worldview is fundamentally flawed. You shouldn't need someone who espouses your worldviews behaving badly to back up your worldview. It's pretty shallow in my mind. So I say that, all that to say that I dare say those who deliver just hard news facts, if there are any of those people out there anymore, can do so in an unbiased manner. But that doesn't appear the case any longer at NPR. And you could probably guess what the point of no return was on that. And again, I'll read from Mr. Berliner's piece. Like many unfortunate things, the rise of advocacy within NPR took off with Donald Trump. As in many newsrooms, his election in 2016 was greeted at NPR with a mixture of disbelief, anger, and despair. Just to note, I eagerly voted against Trump twice, but felt we were obliged to cover him fairly. Oh, my God. I can bet. Here's the sad thing. Just the mere suggestion that we are obliged to cover him fairly, I will guarantee you that was met with a reaction similar to the Linda Blair character in the movie The Exorcist, when her head started spinning around and projectile vomiting. I bet that he got a reaction similar to that when he just even suggested that the president of the United States be covered fairly and objectively. That was probably the biggest mortal sin. Okay. But anyhow, again, I'll continue with Mr. Berliner's piece. But what began as tough, straightforward coverage of a belligerent, truth-impaired president veered towards effort to damage or topple Trump's presidency. Persistent rumors that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia over the election became the catnip that drove reporting. At NPR, we hitched our wagon to Trump's most visible antagonist, Representative Adam Schiff. Schiff, who was the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, became NPR's guiding hand, its ever-present muse. By my count, NPR hosts interviewed Schiff 25 times about Trump and Russia. During many of those conversations, Schiff alluded to purported evidence of collusion. The Schiff talking points became the drumbeat of NPR news reports. But when the Mueller report found no credible evidence of collusion, NPR's coverage was notably sparse. Russiagate quietly faded from our programming. Excuse me. It's one thing to swing and miss on a major news story. Unfortunately, it happens. You follow the wrong leads, you get misled by sources you trusted, you're emotionally invested in a narrative, and bits of circumstantial evidence never add up. It's a big blow. It's bad to blow a big story. What's worse is to pretend it never happened, to move on with no mea culpas, no self-reflection, especially when you expect high standards of transparency from public figures and institutions, but don't practice those standards yourself. That's what shatters trust and engenders cynicism about the media. And then he goes on to indicate that Russiagate was not NPR's only miscue. You know, they talk about the New York Post and the explosive report on the Hunter Biden laptop, and NPR saying they don't want to waste their time on stories that are not really stories. And then it turns out, well, it actually was a story. Or, you know, the origin of COVID, how it actually was a mishap in a laboratory, And that was dismissed as a conspiracy theory, only to find out, ooh, well, yeah, that kind of was. So you can see how NPR is letting their bias affect actual journalism. You see, they can just state the facts. These are the allegations that are being brought forth on the Hunter Biden laptop story. And they can even go and cite the 50-plus former members of the intelligence community saying it was Russia disinformation. They are just reporting facts. This is what the intelligence community is saying, the former members of the intelligence community. But also, reserve the same energy when you come to find out that these 50-plus former members of the intelligence community were full of crap, because that actually was not the case, that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. See how that works? You're just reporting on what the, you know, and this would probably validate your worldview that, okay, the Hunter Biden laptop, Russian disinformation, according to these former members of the intelligence community. But unfortunately, they wouldn't be able to hold that same energy when they later find out, the Hunter Biden laptop was legitimate. And then a real journalist would come out and say, wait a minute, what were these members, former members of the intelligence community, where did they get this idea that this was Russian disinformation? Boy, that's worthy of a story. That's worthy of digging into, rolling up your sleeves and finding out what's going on. That's journalism. But apparently that is A, too much work, or B, undermines your worldview, your reverence of Joe Biden, or C, all of the above. Okay? So there's a lot more to come here. Oh, yeah. Chris Rufo did yeoman's work digging up the tweets of the new NPR CEO. If you want to know why NPR has the journalistic standards or lack thereof that they do, just check out what this new CEO, a lady by the name of Catherine Marr, who used to work for Wikipedia, Chris Rufo unearthed some of her tweets over the past decade or so. And, of course, the mortal sin was Republicans were pouncing on Catherine Marr's progressive worldview, not the fact that she said some things, which, again, she's perfectly fine to have a bias. But if you are going to head up a media company that is funded by the taxpayers, and thus, we should probably have an expectation that it reflect the views of said taxpayers or serve the taxpayers. That should probably be the more egregious offense. But again, it gets back to old Republicans pounce. So we'll have a lot more to say about that and be available to take your phone calls at 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter, #NarnShow, that's #NARNShow, or check out the live stream of our broadcast, which is up and running at our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. Brad Carlson, the closer, back with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
Did you hear Michelle Tafoya interview Al Michaels? What about Bob Costas? Hear her fascinating take on those two and more on the Salem Podcast Network. Hear intelligent radio through your smart speaker. Just say, play the Patriot, Minneapolis.
Spot on, nice fish.
Nice walleye. Look at that.
Beautiful.
Minnesota gold right there.
This is the first restaurant in the world that strictly is decolonized menu.
All right, let's try this too.
Oh man, that's good. So earthy and mushroomy.
Where's the seals?
It looks like the ocean.
It's not that cold.
It is that wet, though.
What will your Minnesota travel story be? Discover what makes Minnesota the star of the North at exploreminnesota.com.
Sponsored by Explore Minnesota Tourism, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Patriot is proud to air the Pledge of Allegiance every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m., brought to you by Furniture Manor of Osseo. If you're a veteran, current service member, or first responder, we would like to honor your service by having you recite the pledge. Please call the Patriot today and we'll book a time for you to visit our Egan studio. Call 651-289-4410. Listen to Pledge of Allegiance weekdays at 7:30 a.m., brought to you by Furniture Manor of Osseo on AM 1280, The Patriot.
When I found out I was pregnant, I panicked. I was afraid, feeling pressured. I didn't know what else to do.
I was 9 weeks along and didn't know there were other options.
I didn't know the baby already had a beating heart.
I didn't know there were couples waiting to adopt. I called the confidential hotline and learned the facts. I found an option that both my baby and I can live with.
Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people. So often we get calls just like this from men and women seeking help and alternatives. Our 800 hotline connects callers to the services they need for pregnancy, adoption, as well as post-abortion assistance. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of confidential counseling or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or check us out on the web, prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is educational, non-political, and tax-deductible.
Pro-Life Across America.
Quit smoking now with this exclusive half-price offer from The Patriot and Breathe. Freedom from nicotine. Get one program for $250. That's half price. Breathe is the faster, easier, more effective way to quit smoking and start saving. There are a limited number of these half-off deals available. That's $250 for one program from The Patriot and Breathe Laser Therapy. You can quit smoking in just 60 minutes this week. Call The Patriot at 651-405-8800.
Thinking about climbing Pikes Peak? You can get this radio station there, too. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio, and Odyssey.com. We're always on. AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio through your smart speaker. Say, play The Patriot, Minneapolis.
You wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one. Hey, welcome back. AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning in. 651-289-4488. That is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show for comments or questions. And don't forget the Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. Yeah, go to Facebook and check us out right there on that site. And give us a like or a follow if you haven't done so already. And feel free to follow along on our live stream of our broadcast, where we also have a comment section where you can leave a comment or question. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. So Uri Berliner, he was an NPR employee calling out the networks, the radio stations, radio companies, media company, whatever you want to call it, calling out their stunning bias and basically saying that obviously Trump, the election of Trump just broke these people. Trump broke a lot of people. Let's just be honest. There are some people on the right as well. There were some people on the right who were as pragmatic and forward-thinking and basically open-minded as ever. And then once Trump came along, completely corrupted them as well. All right? It wasn't just on the left. Now, on the left, it's definitely turned into a lot more rage and unhingement. And I'll be honest. I mean, Jennifer Rubin, columnist of the Washington Post, I mean, I hear her talk on some interviews, and she sounds like she's in the middle of a breakdown. I don't say that to make fun of the woman. I don't say that to degrade her or whatnot, but she seriously sounds like she's broken. And in some of these writings by other people, whether it's non-Trump Republicans or progressives or whomever, I mean, these people are just unhinged. And this Catherine Marr, to be fair, she was already leaning toward the unhinged anyways, and then the Trump years just really took a toll on her. Long story short, Uri Berliner was suspended by National Public Radio. Again, National Public Radio didn't care to maybe take a look in the mirror and see why their own employee has felt like they've lost trust, the trust of the public, you know, the taxpayers. But I don't know, it's just absolute insanity. So Chris Rufo, who has unearthed some of her greatest hits, and yeah, there are a lot of tweets around there, close to 30,000 tweets that she had out there before she even became CEO of National Public Radio a few weeks ago. And it's just it's like progressive Mad Libs. Now, you know, those people my age, do you remember Mad Libs, where there would be there would be like a story, and you would have to, without reading the whole story, you would say, okay, insert a verb here, insert an adverb here, insert an adjective there, okay, insert a noun. Okay, and it's basically whatever adverbs or adjectives or nouns or whatever you could think of, right? And then you would read it back and see how the story played out with these terms that you injected into it, right? And her tweets, it's like progressive Mad Libs. Or it's like if you were to take, if a conservative, you know, like Tatiana McGrath or the Babylon Bee or whomever else, conservative parody sites or parody accounts, if they were to skewer or parody a progressive, that's what her tweet sounded like. It's unbelievable. But before I get to those, Dylan, if we have cut number one ready. So here's some of Catherine Marr's greatest hits. This particular sound clip, let me make sure I got the right one here. Yeah, where Catherine Marr, was on some video call, and the internet was kind of choppy a little bit, so I apologize for that, but you'll kind of get the idea of what she's trying to say here. I'll just let it speak for itself. I won't try to explain it. NPR's new CEO, Catherine Marr, cut number one.
The number one challenge here that we see and is, of course, the First Amendment in the United States is a fairly robust protection of rights. And that is a protection of rights both for platforms, which I actually think is very important that platforms have those rights to be able to regulate what kind of content they want on their sites. But it also means that it is a little bit tricky to really address some of the real challenges of where does bad information come from and sort of the influence peddlers who have made a real market economy around it.
So basically, it's the number one challenge in the fight against disinformation. Well, that's that pesky First Amendment deal, you know, where you have a right to speak freely. And I've said it a million times on this show. If you have credibility as a journalist, you can defeat bad speech, objectionable speech, disinformation, misinformation with more speech, with credible speech. But because you're not a credible person, that pesky First Amendment gets in your way, right? So that's where a honest media can really be a valuable service here. Now, again, I don't believe taxpayers should fund any media companies, okay? None. For, you know, conservatives, they're ginning up their calls once again to defund NPR. Well, number one, there are a lot of journalists, you know, who've been in the industry for 40 years who have been calling, for there to be no taxpayer-funded media, okay, because you can imagine what kind of problems that would pose. So here is I don't know where she was speaking. I believe this was just a good old-fashioned TED Talk. So she talked about that pesky First Amendment kind of getting in the way. Here it says, you know what, we here in America, we just have too much reverence and too much ideas of what the truth is. Or we basically saying that somehow the truth, the quest for truth is an issue here. So again, this is a good old-fashioned TED Talk. We only have a couple minutes left, so Dylan, let's go with this now. Let's go with cut number two. Today.
The hard things, the places where we are prone to disagreement, say politics and religion. Well, as it turns out, not only does Wikipedia's model work there, it actually works really well. Because in our normal lives, these contentious conversations tend to erupt over disagreement about what the truth actually is. But the people who write these articles, they're not focused on the truth. They're focused on something else, which is the best of what we can know right now. And after 7 years of working with these brilliant folks, I've come to believe that they are onto something, that perhaps for our most tricky disagreements, seeking the truth and seeking to convince others of the truth might not be the right place to start.
Really?
In fact, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done. Now, that is not to say that the truth doesn't exist. nor is it to say that the truth isn't important. Clearly, the search for the truth has led us to do great things, to learn great things. But I think if I were to really ask you to think about this, one of the things that we could all acknowledge is that part of the reason we have such glorious chronicles to the human experience and all forms of culture is because we acknowledge there are many different truths. And so in the spirit of that, I'm certain that the truth exists for you and probably for the person sitting next to you. But this may not be the same truth. This is because the truth of the matter is very often, for many people, what happens when we merge facts about the world with our beliefs about the world. So we all have different truths. They're based on things like where we come from, how we were raised, and how other people perceive us.
We'll come back on the other side of the break. So yeah, that just sounds like AI-generated progressive parody, that whole skew. So we'll come back on the other side of the break, talk more about this. That was new NPR CEO Catherine Marr. Back in mere moments.
Hi, this is Al Malmberg inviting you to join us on the World of Aviation each Sunday morning at 10:05, right here on 1280 The Patriot, as we talk with those who have had incredible life stories in aviation, like Jessica Cox, who was born without arms but went on to become a pilot and black belt in Taekwondo, and Gordy Lewis, who began flying when most people are retiring. Gordy started flying at the age of 67. That's every Sunday at 10:05 a.m., right here on 1280 The Patriot.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
This is Dennis Prager. Now you can listen to my show when it's convenient for you and without censorship from big tech. Become a member of the ultimate online community for all things Prager. It's Pragertopia Unlimited. Listen to the show on demand when it's easiest for you. This includes every radio show, every segment, and every guest over the last 10 years, and it's commercial free. You can even share your favorite segments with your friends. Plus, you'll get the same email from Alan Estrin that I receive every night about the most important issues to read about. Pragertopia Unlimited members can also listen to every program, lecture, and course that is in the Prager store. Thousands of hours. You can even listen to all my Torah teachings for free. Share my passion for free speech. Join today and save 25% off the first year and get a free Pragertopia coffee mug. It's all things Prager, Pragertopia Unlimited. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Hi, this is Lee at the Kingdom Builders. Did you know that we promise to put our customers fourth? Yes, customer fourth. God, family, fellowship, customers. It may sound odd, but it seems that keeping this order gives the most benefit to the homeowners we serve. We invite you to see that the customer fourth idea works. If you'd like us to look at your roof, gutters, siding, or windows, please call us at 612-900-9166 or look us up at thekingdombuilders.com.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter. Hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. Comments or questions. And don't forget our Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page. Yeah, go to Facebook, do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network, and give us a like or a follow if you've yet to do so. And follow along on the live stream of the broadcast. that is currently up and running. And as always, we thank you for tuning in. So those last two audio clips that I played from Catherine Marr, where she's talking about, you know, our reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done. I mean, it just, think about this. The First Amendment and the truth. This is coming from someone who is the CEO of a media company that, by the way, I can't emphasize enough, is funded by the taxpayers, who believes that the First Amendment and the truth are suddenly problematic, are barriers to their overall agenda. Which, if you have read her past tweets, which I will get to in a little bit, the agenda would be to basically have everybody think like a far-left progressive and completely do this Orwellian overhaul of the English language and whatever else. This is why Uri Berliner, the gentleman who has worked at NPR for 25 years and was suspended in the aftermath of writing his piece at the Free Press, penned a resignation letter after he was suspended. He sent this out, I believe, last Thursday. I am resigning from NPR, a great American institution where I have worked for 25 years. I don't support calls to defund NPR. I respect the integrity of my colleagues and wish for NPR to thrive and do important journalism, but I cannot work in a newsroom where I am disparaged by a new CEO whose divisive views confirm the very problems at NPR I cite in my Free Press essay. So kudos to Mr. Berliner for being willing to put his career on the line. He had to know that this was probably going to be the end of his career at the organization. And for him to put his career on the line in an effort to overhaul journalism, which he holds very near and dear to his heart, and said, hey, we need to save journalism, and if NPR can no longer be trusted, who can be? And obviously his hopes were to not rankle his fellow employees or his bosses, but to get them to kind of sit down and maybe, I don't know, take inventory, take a long, hard look in the mirror, and say, you know what, we kind of have lost trust to the American public. Why is that? But doing so would come at the cost of, oh, I don't know, covering somebody fairly that you have no desire to cover. Because it's very possible Donald Trump could get elected again in November, be the sitting president of the United States, and obviously they have an obligation to cover fairly the president of the United States. But again, this flies in the face of their overall objective. We do not want to normalize Donald J. Trump. Okay? President or no, they didn't want to normalize him. So it's just completely unhinged, these people. I want to get to some of Chris Rufo's, Chris Rufo doing yeoman's work unearthing these tweets. I don't want to tease it too much longer, but I do want to get to a call before we move on to that. Bob in Shoreview is on line one. Bob, go ahead. You're on the Northern Alliance Radio Network.
That NPR lady said that everyone has their own version of the truth. Well, truth is the accurate description of reality. And the truth is absolute, but people's perception of the truth is relative. People's understanding of the truth is relative. Some people perceive the truth more accurately than others. I would rather listen to those who perceive reality more accurately. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. And I think I've mentioned on the show there are a few phrases that make my skin crawl. Then, well, you need to tell your truth, as if the truth is somehow relative. Okay, that I think that's a big problem in society today. Is there just doesn't seem to be any upholding of empirical truths, and there are empirical truths, and yet people just don't want to subscribe to that anymore. They just want to share. This is my truth. All right, as promised, Chris Rufo unearthed some of Catherine Marr's greatest hits.
I mean, these go back years. Some of them, you know, during the pandemic. Obviously, the summer of 2020, the unrest that was taking place in the aftermath of George Floyd's killing. Of course, during the Trump election cycle of 2016 and whatnot. We'll just read these kind of at random here. Back in February of 2013, Oscars so far, rapey, racist, and misogynistic, and oddly meta comfortable with it. Back in November of 2008, just before Barack Obama's first election, a racist for Obama. December of 2012, in a taxi, my driver tells me the economy is good, Obama is good, and that Bush was a bad man. Let's go back to August of 2021. 2 years ago, I made a commitment to never step on a speaker stage without talking about our climate crisis. It is the world we have built and our responsibility to confront. Let's see, back in December of 2016, now before she was with NPR, she was a long time with Wikipedia and made close to $1 million, as some highfalutin job with Wikipedia. Is the internet sexist? Yep, and you can change that on Wikipedia. See, let's go back to September of 2013. An otherwise utterly uneventful day of academic nerdery and international travel, except for the metric F-ton of misogyny. And then the day after Joe Biden was elected, I can't stop crying with relief. August of 2019, there are so many injustices piling up, it becomes hard not to just sit and cry. So here's September of 2020. I was advised by a more senior female exec that as a woman, I ought to seek a husband who wouldn't mind being supported. An artist, perhaps. Someone with co-equal ambition would be a drag on my career, make me less competitive. And October of 2016, we are not, in fact, baby factories for male proclivities. These are, again... Like I said, progressive Mad Libs, all the pejoratives there. Chris Rufo, who wrote a Substack piece, a lot of her speech and buzzwords are phrases that include structural privilege, epistemic emergency, transit justice, non-binary people, late-stage capitalism, cis white mobility privilege, the politics of representation, folks spelled with an X, F-O-L-X. She also supported Black Lives Matter from its earliest days. She compares driving cars to smoking cigarettes, and she's very concerned about toxic masculinity. So let's read some of those. Always trust structural privilege to show itself. I am a super big public transit nerd. I hate private cars in cities. I love bikes, and yes, I love buses. Transit justice and climate love in one humble hunk of rolling metal. I do wish Hillary would use the language of, or wouldn't use the language of boy and girl. It's a racing language for non-binary people. Lots of jokes, and this is from July of 2020 during the Trump-Biden election cycle. Lots of jokes about leaving the U.S., and I get it. But as someone with cis white mobility privilege, I'm thinking I'm staying and investing in ridding ourselves of this specter of tyranny. Agenda for today? Put on a dress, meet some senior officials, boss it in a man's world, critique the politics of representation, scotch. That was back from June of 2012. Let's see, here's one from January of 2019. The folks, and she spells it F-O-L-X, the folks who worked on this are the partnership team led by Rebecca Yale. Though I think our colleagues who work directly at the community and company level don't think they're on Twitter, I'll pass this along if they're so aware of the convo. Again, the emphasis here was she spelled folks, F-O-L-X. By the way, how is folks, F-O-K-S, how is that in any way gender specific that you have to change the spelling of that? Not understanding that rationale. Driving will be the new smoking. Our children will be all SMH. So basically we're teaching our kids that if you see someone driving a car, it's like, oh my God, shake my head. So yeah, she wants to rid us of cars. I mean, that's a general progressive goal anyways, But to put it on par with smoking? Let's see what else. I just learned about the term incel. Holy toxic masculinity. And again, it goes on and on and on. I mean, I'll read some more. Holistic histories and analyses of power and influence are a threat to simplistic narratives and can be accelerant for understanding, empathy, and justice. Let's just kind of scrolling through. I mean, he literally linked to hundreds of them. I can't keep up with them. I just got chills. I am not just a black. She's quoting someone, by the way. I'm not just a black girl who's interested in STEM, but a black girl who rocks STEM. Okay. Because apparently she's surprised by this black girl who's rocking STEM, because progressives and a lot of their policies or their deeply held beliefs don't believe black people can rock STEM. Okay. I mean, again, their policies reflect that. And sometimes they just kind of let the mask slip a little bit. Let's see what else. This I think this one's my favorite. And I think Megyn Kelly replied on this. This got Jeffrey Toobin excited. This was during the Christine Blasey Ford testimony about allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. I'm angry, hot angry, slow angry, relentless angry. This anger is going to fuel and burn for a long time, and it will deliver back exponentially. I mean, just the unhinged dramatics of these people. Let's see, what else? Hey, the North Face. Your brand was built on the passion of exploring places in the public trust. Maybe don't litter in Wikipedia's digital public park? We're not a platform for your brand engagement. Wikipedia doesn't exist for you to SEO hack your way to the top. We don't do paid promotions, algorithms, or ads so that people can explore uncharted language landscapes of learning. Billboards have no place here, no matter how pretty. I'm so done with late-stage capitalism. So she's kind of making up phrases as she goes along here. She also had a Christmas ornament that had a dumpster fire, a picture. It's an ornament that's in the shape of a dumpster that was on fire and that just had 2016 on it. So she was proud of that. From July of 2018, that Silicon Valley versus Russia thread was pretty funny until it got on to ideological diversity. In case it's not evident in these parts, that's often a dog whistle for anti-feminist, anti-person of color stories about meritocracy. Maybe that's not what the author meant. But I don't know. Maybe it is. So you can see she was already kind of in that headspace when Uri Berliner pointed out, hey, you know, we're funded by the taxpayers and it's coming from taxpayers of all backgrounds. So wouldn't we want to reflect the worldview of all of those backgrounds? But here she says that ideological diversity is some sort of dog whistle. So can't have that at NPR. So again, Uri Berliner was basically thrown under the bus, and these NPR employees kind of self-congratulated each other, patted each other in the back, say, way to stick together. You know, we did this for the good of the company. In fact, I'll read this tweet by, and then we'll go to a break here. Mary Louise Kelly. She's now she's the host of NPR's All Things Considered. Basically put out a tweet saying, NPR senior business editor Uri Berliner resigned this morning. Among the many things that could be said, I will say this. Thank you to my colleagues here in the newsroom today for your grace and hard work during a challenging period and for showing up today, as always, to produce some damn fine journalism. And Mark Hemingway of The Federalist said, grace? You guys suspended an employee for telling the truth about NPR being corrupt and censorious. Quad era demonstratum. Okay? And NPR, they're just going to weather this storm, kind of hunker down, and absolutely, positively, nothing will change. You can pretty much count on that. One final segment coming up this hour with me, Brad Carlson, on the AM 1280 Patriot Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back in a mere moments. Go nowhere.
You live. listen every day.
I never miss it.
So now it's time for you to join the conversation.
Who, me?
Like AM 1280 The Patriot on Facebook and share your thoughts with like-minded conservatives. You can also enter to win prizes, learn about upcoming events, and more.
It has been confirmed. Those brave Americans who are trying to preserve free speech continue to be censored, shadow banned, or silenced. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to share the liberating ideas of some of America's brightest and most free thinkers. People like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry, whose ideas are putting financial control back in the hands of everyday people, helping them protect their money against a government that seems intent on destroying it. Text TRUTH to 76626 to find out more. As this election moves forward, we just released a report that reveals our three favorite ideas for protecting and growing your wealth during the 2024 election. These ideas are especially critical if you have an IRA or 401k. Text TRUTH to 76626. Discover ideas that are so simple and actionable they might save your retirement. Text TRUTH to 76626 now for your free report. That's TRUTH to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
If you have diabetes, listen up. If you have insurance, you can qualify for a continuous glucose monitor. With a CGM, you can continuously track your levels and trends and spend more time in range, significantly lowering your A1C. More importantly, a CGM eliminates the one thing most people with diabetes hate, painful finger sticks. Order your new continuous glucose monitor today. If you use insulin and if you've seen your diabetes care provider within the last 6 months, you may qualify for your own CGM right now. We'll do all the insurance paperwork and deliver your new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost to you. Medicare and most insurances will cover your CGM, so don't wait. Have your insurance handy and call the Aptiva Medical CGM Health Hotline right now.
800-320-2751. 800-320-2751. 800-320-2751. That's 800-320-2751.
This radio station is always on, but sometimes you need more content than you can take with you anywhere. That's why we invented the SalemPodcastNetwork.com. You'll find all the great hosts on this radio station, plus a few more like Charlie Kirk, Dinesh D'Souza, Trish Reagan, Jenna Ellis, and Dennis and Julie. There's literally no end to what they can teach you. It's like radio on demand, and just like radio, it's always on. Go find out what you're missing. Download the app, SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Advantage Auto Glass is your local auto glass specialist for over 20 years. Expect a lifetime warranty and no insurance hassle. Visit ReplaceMyWindshield.com. ReplaceMyWindshield.com.
Dips, nicks, or cracks. Call Advantage Auto Glass.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. It's me, Brad Carlson. One final segment this hour. Basically, reviewing NPR's disgrace, how Uri Berliner, a 25-year NPR employee, basically coming out, blowing the whistle, saying, hey, we've lost the public's trust. That has become obvious, and here is why. Instead of NPR pledging to do better because, you know, they are receiving taxpayer dollars, and you would think any organization that receives funds from hardworking Americans who they, you know, claim to be standing up for, you would think they would want to be good ambassadors, good custodians of those taxpayer dollars, but yet they decided that Uri Berliner was the problem, not their naked bias that is obviously seeping through in their reporting. Stephen Miller wrote, not the former Trump official, he wrote at the Spectator.com this past week. And again, I'll just read a couple of excerpts from this. What should be most troubling is that Catherine Marr flaunted a Biden campaign hat in a post from 2020 as she canvassed a get-out-the-vote operation in Arizona. National Public Radio now has a dilemma. They can keep Marr as CEO, which I believe they will, but they can no longer dispute the accusations of what Berliner claimed the network has become in recent years. I would argue this is what NPR wants and has wanted for a while. NPR, their hosts, and their CEO can now exhale and stop pretending to be anything other than another progressive media outlet. The problem for NPR is that realm now becomes an issue facing of public funding. QA Marsha Blackburn billed to fund NPR. This debate has been re-energized by Berliner's resignation and NPR's stiffening spine in defending their new activist CEO. What cannot be ignored is the lack of outcry from Berliner's fellow journalists and his union. Berliner was made to be a leper in the media cool kids clique simply for telling the truth of what NPR is. Berliner's public flogging is a warning to anyone else who dares speak out about what media organizations and the journalists working for them have become. They all know what they are, and they all know what happens to them if they speak out about it like Uri Berliner did. So he's exactly right. Uri Berliner kind of seems like the last of a dying breed, which is just an old school journalist who has deeply held beliefs. I mean, he's very progressive. I mean, if you go look at his essay on the Free Press, I mean, yeah, he's a quintessential progressive and yet feels an obligation to cover fairly elected officials who have a worldview that's polar opposite of his. And that's what journalism is. You need to follow a trail to report on a story, regardless of where that trail may lead. You may not like where it leads. Like, you know, he indicated the whole the Trump colluded with Russia. I mean, progressives were practically pleasuring themselves over any mention of it for the first 2 years of Trump's presidency. And when it turned out to be an exploding cigar in their face, you know, they just basically dropped it and didn't issue any mea culpas. Again, this was all outlined in Uri Berliner's essay. So, I mean, are there really any old school journalists left who are just willing to roll up their sleeves and just report the facts? Again, regardless of where they may lead, regardless of the path that it may take them. And again, it may take them where they don't want to go. I've said it 3 times now. So, yeah, I think this is just really an eye-opener for the American public. Again, I can't believe that anybody who consumes news didn't already realize that NPR has a leftward bent. But to see how bad it is behind the scenes and then to basically have those claims verified by the reaction of NPR personalities as well as its CEO, and how this is just basically the CEO, you know, how she always was, you know, back on Twitter when she was putting out those maniacal tweets over the past decade. This is who she actually is. And it's right out there in front for everybody to see. So again, like I said, they're going to weather the storm, weather the calls to be defunded, and just go on as usual. But the American public is going to suffer while the CEO continues to cash a big paycheck. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two coming back in mere moments. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back in mere moments. Closing
time. Do you have sunken concrete around your home, leaving you with trip hazards or causing water to run back to your foundation? Hi, I'm John Lamore, owner of Expert Concrete Raising. We raise settled concrete using a high-density polyurethane foam, which is a more permanent solution than mudjacking. Polyurethane foam cannot be washed away, and it doesn't shrink or deteriorate over time. If it's concrete, we can raise it. Get it done right the first time. For a free estimate, contact a second-generation concrete raising business at expertconcreteraising.com.
Epiphany Catholic School strives to grow your students' heart and mind, to give students an education grounded in faith, knowledge, and virtue. Although educational styles change, the vision of faith-infused education never wavers. Epiphany is committed to forming students into saints and citizens for this world and the next. Epiphany Catholic School is located in Coon Rapids, serving students from pre-K through 8th grade. For more information, visit epiphanyschoolmn.org.
When addiction takes hold, it's easy to feel like no one can help. But you're not in this alone. For 75 years, Hazelden Betty Ford has been at the forefront of addiction and mental health care, evolving treatment, reimagining recovery, and breaking through barriers to help families everywhere find healing. So please reach out at hazeldenbettyford.org. Help is here. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation and aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
I hurt my back several years ago. Went into the VA. They poked me a couple of times and said, "Oh, you're fine." Well, I wasn't fine, and I never got better. And my work said, healthcare covers chiropractors. So the day I wandered into Dr. Kim's office, I was literally almost dragging my right leg behind me. At that point, I was having migraines 2 or 3 times a week. And the first time Dr. Kim adjusted me, I didn't have another one for 3 months.
It's Dr. Kim Tran DC, host of Health is Wealth Radio. John, who came in after dealing with years of pain and migraines.
And since then, it's just been over a year now, I've lost more than 40 pounds because I can walk again. I can stand again. I can do my job again.
If you've tried everything with no results, call me today. This is Dr. Kim Tran at Minnesota Integrative Health and Chiropractic, located in Richfield. Call me at 612-545-5672. No medications, no shots, no surgeries, or find me at drkimtran.com. That's drkimtran.com.
The Your Daily Prayer podcast provides timeless truths from God's Word to guide you through every day. Prayers for your hardest days and happiest ones. Prayers for when you wake up and when you lay down. We want to help you experience a richer prayer life today. Download Your Daily Prayer podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or go to yourdailyprayer.com. That's yourdailyprayer.com.
AM 1280.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.